Hey, football fans, there's a new game in town. Oh, the NFL will still exist. Don't get me wrong. The NFL isn't going anywhere fast. But
we'd miss it, Bears fans? Right. Or being from Chicago, I guess, right. I should say.
Right. But if you're a fan of football and you want more, franchise might just be the thing for you. Is it something you've never heard of? Don't worry, we'll explain. Ray Austin joins us right now. He's the co-founder of Franchise and director of team ops for the Salt Lake City Screaming Eagles. Hello, Ray.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing? Chicago, miss you already.
Now, you're originally from here, right?
No, actually, I'm not from Chicago, but I ended up being there in the Wanstead and Geron eras, playing down there with you guys. And I've been there for 16 years, and I just fell in love with Chicago, and I consider it home. So
good.
Well, look at this, a Chicago Bear who's finally successful because he's not with the team anymore.
How about that? You don't see that very often, do you? Ray, explain what this is. Explain Franchise. I know a little bit about it. I've been told about it, but this sounds like a great idea. Talk it up a little bit.
Oh my goodness! Are you asking me? Are we crazy? Yes. So that's the first thing. But no, you know, it's just a bunch of guys. We all got together. We didn't even know each other. I'll tell you a quick story how we kind of all got together. One of my partners, Grant Cohen, he came up with an idea about 5 years ago to own a minor league baseball team and allow the fans to kind of put their input in it. And he called it Project Franchise back in the day. And, you know, it got some wheels on it, and it kind of settled down, didn't really get any big play about it. My other partner, our CEO, Sohrab Farooti, actually owned the Las Vegas Outlaws arena football team with Vince Neil, mm-hmm. the rock and roll guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, from Motley Crue?
You know, mm-hmm. From Motley Crue, yep. Because, you know, a lot of those AFL guys, LA Kiss, they had one too as well. And he was in partnership with them, and he wanted to turn that team into a fan-ran team. And, you know, didn't work out. They decided to split, go their separate ways. By the way, I was here in Chicago sitting at a friend of mine's semi-pro football game, and I'm in the stands, like, really just cussing the coach out and saying, I don't know what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's doing. I want to help him out. And I started to develop a small beta test mobile app that allowed people to just kind of send a picture of a play down to another phone. So the way things work out, my former Chicago Bear Tony Parrish, from one of my teammates, came in town. We went out and had some drinks, and he asked me what I was working on. I told him what it was. He actually knew Sohrab Farooti. He connected me with him. I flew up the next day, and it's just been a big marriage between all of us. We said, hey, we all got the same idea. We all have different ways of doing this. How about instead of competing against each other, we come together and create this thing, Franchise? And it's been a whirlwind. It's basically the first ever fan-run football team. And when I say that, we literally started allowing the fans to do everything. Literally, we just took a football organization and just opened the doors and said, hey, look, help us. Tell us what you want to do. If you ever want to be a part of a team and wanted to have some type of say, well, this is where you can do that. So the first thing we allowed people to do was to pick our location. So we said, hey, we're going to buy an expansion team, and wherever the fans want us to go, we're going to go. And we went into the indoor football league, which is the perfect place for this to be at, because I don't know if you guys ever played or seen a arena football, but it's a very intimate place because it's a basketball stadium. So it's very, very close. So things are fast. Things are moving. It's kind of like being at a basketball game where it's all about the crowd and the fan engagement. And so we allowed our fans to pick our location. And they picked Salt Lake City, which I didn't think it was going to happen, but they picked Salt Lake City.
Why do you think they chose, of all the locations, and I think your boundaries were just the 48 contiguous United States, I believe. So why would they choose Salt Lake City, do you think?
You know why? I didn't know at first. I'm actually born or played football in high school in Oklahoma, so I was like, rah-rah, Oklahoma, this will be the best place for football. And Salt Lake City is coming up and becoming what they call Silicon Slopes. They are pushing technology in Salt Lake in a tremendous way. We went to a a summit called the Silicon Slope Summit, just technology. And people do not realize how much technology is based out of Salt Lake City. So I think that was the draw that brought us to Salt Lake City. From there, we allowed the fans to pick the name, and I think that's what kind of gave us all of the exposure, because one of my partners got up on TV and said, "Hey, look, if the fans want to call the team Teeny McButterface, we're going to do that." And me and the other partners looked at him and was like, "What?" And from there, you know, ESPN picked this up, SI picked this up, Fox. It was just a whirlwind of people going, "That is crazy. That's the stupidest idea in the world." And then people were like, "Well, that's kind of cool. You know, let's see how it goes." So from there, we allowed the fans to pick our name, our logo. And the biggest thing was we allowed them to actually pick our coach. So I had live streaming interviews with five coaches, and I allowed the fans to listen into the meeting. And I went X's and O's, moral, character, mm-hmm. You know, what would you do in this situation? And then after the videos were done, we uploaded the videos and said, "Go ahead, pick who you want." And they picked our coach, William McCarthy. And from there, he and I flew around the country. We went to Tampa, Dallas, and Ohio, and we had what, you know, like an NFL combine tryout. And we went to those different cities, videotaped everything so the fans could see what we were doing. And we even had fans coming to help us in the actual tryouts. So they were helping us time. They were helping us, you know, with the bench press. And we told our fans, they said, "Hey, look, we need your help. You know, we've crowdsourced the football organization, and we want everybody to be a part of it."
Yeah.
I can see where you'd want to participate because you feel like you're part of the family from the inside out.
Let's just say this. Raise your hand, and even I know we're on radio, so how many people would have wanted to trade their quarterback in Chicago?
We're looking outside on Michigan Avenue, and hands are up all over the place. Everybody. Everybody.
I'll go another way. Who, raise your hand if you would tell the Seattle Seahawks to never ever wear those lime green uniforms?
Sure. I'm the only one who liked those. Yeah. Sorry, I like lime green.
All right. This is my last one.
All right.
How many people would have called a different play in the Seattle Seahawks and New England Patriots game?
Yeah. Yep. So it makes sense if you're a football fan and you say to yourself, "I'm tired of just rooting for a team that doesn't seem to want my input." All of a sudden, your voice can be heard, huh?
Well, just stop sitting on the couch and stop, sitting at the bar and cursing at everybody and how bad this guy is and how awful this coach is and how bad this organization is, and come help. You know, that cuts everything out and says,
"Oh, sure.
If you want a chance to be a part, whether it's calling plays." I mean, our mobile app will allow our fans to actually come into the stadium and call plays. I meet with what we call our virtual scouts.
Yeah.
We have people that have actually paid to be what we call virtual scouts. So instead of, I don't know if you guys know about, you know, scouting in the NFL and college, you know, these teams only have four or five scouts.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to scour they're flying around the country looking for players. Well, we have 74 scouts all around the country that literally scour the internet, YouTube, and Huddle, and look for links of players that didn't make it in the NFL and made it into the NFL, but then had got put out, and they're looking for a place to gain film. And people don't understand what the AFL, Indoor Football League, and all these other leagues are. They're places for players that are not on rosters to create film. The people, everybody I run into is a free agent.
Yeah.
And I say, you're not a free agent unless you're creating film.
Ray Austin is our guest. He's the co-founder of Fanchise. If you're a football fan and you feel like your voice hasn't been heard, here's your chance to be a decision maker for a major football team, the Salt Lake City Screaming Eagles. Who will the Screaming Eagles play against, Ray?
So we play in the Indoor Football League, and you can go to goifl.com and you can see all the teams that we play. And we play 10 teams. Actually, one of the teams that we play was the former team of Kurt Warner.
Oh, wow.
The Iowa Born Stormers. Yeah, the Iowa Born Stormers. And there has been NFL players that have come out of this league. And to me, you know, that's kind of my holy grail. I would love for one of our fans or one of our players to be able to get a chance and an opportunity to get on a roster. So that's you know, that's our goal. But, yes, you can go to goifl.com. You can look at all the teams. You know, they've got Nebraska Danger, Green Bay Blizzard. The Green Bay team is going to be good. Sioux Falls. Sioux Falls is going to be great. Actually, we've actually had the Arizona Rattlers, the Spokane Empire, come into our league from the AFL. So we're getting a lot of strong competition coming into it.
Is there any plan? Are there any plans to make another team that is fan operated?
Oh, absolutely. We actually just purchased the Colorado Crush team, and my former teammate and good friend. Five-time Pro Bowl linebacker Al Wilson is going to be the face of the Colorado team. So, my goal is for this team for these leagues to kind of resurrect a lot of those players and players that we used to love and talk about. You know, so a lot of my teammates have gotten involved. Amon Green, former Green Bay Packers, an investor in the Salt Lake City team. We've got some other players that are going to be investing. So we've got you know, from top CEOs of the 49ers to former CEOs of the NFL Mobile on our board of directors. So,
that's excellent.
You know, we're trying to make this professional. This is a game, and we want fans having fun. That is that's the number one thing.
Sure.
For us. I want to win games. You know, my business partners, they're like, hey man, we want the fans to be engaged. So it's a balance of both. You know, I want people to come in, you know, come into this organization and see the validity of what we're trying to do. You know, from practice to game film and learning from players that have been there. You know, that's the biggest thing.
Ray, we only have a minute, but I'm curious, if somebody wants to get involved and be one of the voices of the teams, it costs them money at some point, doesn't it?
For right now, we're going with what we call that freemium model.
Yeah.
Just get involved with the voting. I mean, be a part of everything we're doing at this point. All that stuff is free. If you want to become a part of the, you know, the GM, the scouting department, or calling plays, you know, then that's when you can start getting into the subscription. And it's just a few bucks a month. And that's the great thing about it.
All right.
We just want people to be involved and engaged 365 days out of the year.
Aren't you afraid somebody's going to bet against your team or for your team and then call really bad plays? Like, what if
is Pete Rose involved in
right,
this at all?
Right, is Pete Rose involved?
Everybody, they're like, no, why would you have my grandmother or a girl calling my plays
right.
on 4th-and-1? They're going to throw a Hail Mary.
Yeah.
You know, this is football. That can't happen. We won't allow that to happen.
All right.
We're taking this serious. You know, I'm signing my signature on this thing, and I want people to say, you know, that was football. I enjoyed playing, but I also learned so much in you know, the ins and outs of football that people just don't get to see from the NFL.
What's the best website to send listeners to if they want to get involved?
Yes, fanchi.com. It's fan, F-A-N-C-H-I dot S-E. That's all you got to put in. Or you can go to our Twitter, SL Screaming Eagles, or our Facebook, SL Screaming Eagles. Or you can reach out to me, RayAustin36, on my Twitter and my Facebook, and I'll talk to you about this all day.
Ray, it sounds like you got a good idea. I hope it takes off for you. I really do.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you, Chicago. I love you guys.
Absolutely.
Go
it's
team.
Ray Austin, former Chicago Bear, former New York Jet, and now the co-founder of Fanchise. Go to fanchi.se on your internet. We'll be right back. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.